Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Amanda Hedgepeth. She's the Vice President of Hospital Operations for the Cox Health Hospital System based in Springfield and their Assistant Commander for COVID-19 Response. She spoke about the current COVID-19 surge they're dealing with in Southwest Missouri and about her concerns for her staff as well as the rest of the state if more people don't get vaccinated and case numbers continue to rise. Here's Amanda.
This surge has been difficult to manage from the standpoint that our volumes are higher overall in the hospital, not COVID-specific volumes. This are overall medical patients. It's summer, so we have traumas. We have a lot of surgeries that, of course, needed to be pushed off from last spring and summer when we didn't have surgeries open as much to ensure we had capacity. So we're concerned about people that have put off care. We want to make sure they get back into our hospitals. So all that together is causing resource strain. One evening, we did have to transfer out a couple of patients. And when we really evaluated it, the benefit we have right now is that fortunately, other hospitals outside of Springfield, Missouri aren't dealing with this same surge. So it was safe and best for a couple of those patients to actually go outside of our area. In January, we didn't have that relief valve because every hospital was in the same place we are. What's different this time is back in the winter, we had 280 traveling nurses and respiratory therapists to augment our staff. Obviously, as numbers decreased with COVID through March and April, we released some of that staff and they went on to other places across the country to work. And now with this surge, we are needing additional help and additional resources. But we also know it's summer and we know it's a time that nursing staff and respiratory therapists want to be able to take off and be with their family. So the resources are thinner this time. The pool's not as deep for us to pull from. And it is becoming a staffing challenge every day to make sure we can take care of the rising number of COVID patients. It's just our staff that is stepping up and doing more like they have for the last 16 months. They want to make sure that they're here for our community, but they are growing tired. And the best way right now that anybody in our community can help a nurse, can help a respiratory therapist, can help a pulmonologist is to get vaccinated, encourage your loved ones to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think our concern is whenever this was impacting us the first time, we had the benefit of being in the Midwest. And so we saw that COVID start on the coast and move in, and we had the benefit of time. We had several weeks, if not months, to prepare in PPE and staffing and space and get everything ready for what we knew would be that influx of patients. This time, we're on the other end of that. We think we're actually leading because we do have that 90% Delta variant in our area. And so I think our concern is that that variant takes hold and spreads not only in this area and becomes more acute with higher numbers over the next several weeks, but may actually start spreading to other areas around us, which would impact ability to move staff around to other areas of the state, the ability to move patients around, and just being at a point, again, where you have so many health systems that are overloaded with patients and not having that relief valve to be able to transfer patients around or to transfer staff around. I think for those living in the area, we would encourage you to get vaccinated, encourage others to get vaccinated, do everything you can to protect each other, to protect your nurses. Our staff have kept their upbeat attitude for a year and a half at this point, but they are getting worn down and they need some relief. And the best way to do that is to get our numbers back down to more manageable levels. And obviously the crux of all that is to vaccinate.
That was Amanda Hedgepeth with Cox Health in Springfield, speaking about the COVID-19 surge in Southwest Missouri and about what it could mean for the rest of the state if vaccination numbers remain low. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.